Welcome to the first episode of Women Making an Impact. Today we'll be talking to Jana. How are you today, Jana?
Hi, I'm excellent.
Good. Thank you so much for joining all the way from LA today. I know it's super early out there, 8 o'clock.
That's okay. I'm glad to be here.
Great. So let's dive right in. Tell us a little bit about your journey so far.
It's funny. I think I'm coming to like a transitional place, or I've been in a transitional place the last few years, or not really last few years. I've been on a journey, I'd say. Really, I think getting more in tune with and accepting of like the things that drive me and the things that motivate me and how I really want to show up in the world. And I've been a publicist for a long, long, long time. That's kind of how I started my career. I've kind of vacillated back and forth between nonprofit work, social justice, and entertainment. So I'm like, wow, I'm in a place where I got into PR where I was kind of unsure of what I wanted to do. I had this like communications degree and I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. PR is like something I fell into, and you know, I was pretty good at it. I still am. but I worked first in the music industry. I used to work with allhiphop.com. Shout out to the mid-aughts and that crew. And like just learned a lot about myself and learned about the music industry, and ultimately that I didn't want to work in that space in that capacity, and then did like a 180 and ended up working in reproductive health rights and learning about reproductive justice as like a different framework that really centered the experiences of women of color and communities of color, and also queer and trans folks. So, it's been this really interesting journey doing communications work, particularly as like technology has changed a lot. I've been doing this work for like 15 years, and now that we have social media, which is a thing I like absolutely love, but also can feel incredibly draining, doing work where, you know, focus on social issues and having to know like what every editor and journalist and TV producer and talking head is saying about a thing just really got exhausting to me. So, you know, I would say over the last like 9 years, it's been this kind of like vacillation between doing comms work or communications work that I've like cared about so much and wanting to make the world a better place that way. And then also these like creative stirrings that I've had in my heart forever. I've been dancing since I was 3 years old. I'm a writer. And so it's been this like really kind of tough back and forth of like, how do I honor my creative self more? How do I dance more? How do I write more? You know, and also how do I like pay bills and, you know, be a part of this like community and movement, you know, especially as things like Black Lives Matter was happening. And, you know, now it's like we have Trump in office, and that's like a whole other like 30-minute episode or like 3-hour episode, you know, but it got me to a place where I was just like, I really have to honor what's inside me and like the creative dreams and desires that I have. And so like as of 2 weeks ago, I've left the majority of my communications work, and I'm working mostly now on writing and performing. I'm a burlesque performer, and really wanting to teach folks burlesque, particularly women of color. Really, to me, it's about like just honoring women and non-binary folks who just want to like feel good in their bodies and feel sexy and move in ways that are fun and like honor ourselves, as opposed to like, you know, having to be like sexy for someone's gaze. But anyway, doing more of that creative stuff here in LA, you know, while I'm still doing a bit of communications work, but really shifting the way that I do it to help empower people. I want to help folks who are entrepreneurs, who are, you know, advocates, who are artists, who are activists, whoever, be able to really tell their stories authentically in ways where they can, if they're pitching a product or they're speaking to a lobbyist or, you know, talking to investors, like tell their story in ways that are authentic and gets people excited and to ultimately buy into their vision. So the journey's been really interesting. You know, there's been a lot of, it's been a lot of like strife. There's been a lot of mental health stuff that I've had to deal with, you know, watching the news and absorbing all this stuff and having to stay on top of it all the time. And I think also too, there's like when you get a stirring, like, you know, spirit or what, I don't, whatever folks want to call it, I'll call it, you know, spirit for me, you know, came and like shook me up and was like, no, boo, you're not doing what you need to be doing in this world. Like, and it manifested in like getting sick or just like, you know, just feeling depressed or different things, you know. And so now I feel like I'm really on this path that is in greater alignment because I'm in greater alignment with like how I want to show up in the world and like what makes my heart really joyful and happy and purposeful.
Awesome. Congratulations on making that transition. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I think you touched on some great points that I wanted to go into as far as the next part of the conversation is just talking a little bit about the obstacles you faced. You mentioned a little bit about social media and, you know, in my experience, we always see the highlight reel. We don't see some of the things you discussed on the back end, especially as you're making that transition from trying to figure out how to balance still making money and sustaining yourself, but also, you know, diving into being happy into what your passion is.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny, like, it's like watching this, I guess, like the gift of, you know, age in certain ways is like you're able to see these cycles or it's like, you know, we understand what it was like to not have social media. Like, I'm so glad we did not have that in high school and really not in college, not like this, you know. And so it's been interesting to kind of watch and observe how we relate to each other now. And like, you know, I laugh because I'm like, oh, there's all these things that I've like done in my life, but like, do they really exist? Cause they weren't on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like Instagram didn't exist when I went to, you know, Brazil or whatever. Right. So it's just like, it makes me laugh. Like it's this whole other world that we exist in online. And like some of the fun of that is that we get to create that, right? Like we get to curate it and we get to tell the stories that we want to tell. And that is something that I super appreciate. And I think for me, you know, I had to come to terms with, especially as like, you know, over the last, let's say 9 years, let's say like 2010, you know, that this is a world that I have to be a part of. Like if I am A, working in media, B, trying to promote my own work and write, you know, C, brand myself, like this is a place that I have to be. And how do I manage this in a way that is actually sustainable, in a way that's actually healthy? And I feel like that changes a lot, to be honest. Like it depends on the day, the week, the month, where I'm at. You know, I give myself breaks because I'm just like, when I find myself, you know, like checking in with myself, A, am I doing something for the gram? You know, B, what am I feeling like, you know, I need attention, or am I feeling like I want to connect? Like what is driving me? And even things like with the news, right? Like, you know, Nipsey Hussle passed away, was, you know, murdered less than a week ago. And, you know, it's like I found myself like diving into Twitter because I just like, I want to know more. I want some explanation. I want to connect with people. So it's like things like that are useful and beneficial. But then it's like sometimes it just becomes going down rabbit holes of just feeling sad, you know, or particularly because the news is really bad, you know, whether it's Nipsey Hussle or you know, something that Trumpito is doing, or, you know, which is like most of the time, or, you know, like just people being outraged about social issues, which is real. I get it. But it just, it takes a toll, you know, at least for me, I will say for me. But on the other hand, it's like I've met so many people and made so many amazing connections, learned about great entrepreneurial events through things like Instagram, Twitter. You know, it's like how, you know, I'm able to stay in touch with you and see like, oh, what's Afrika doing in New York? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're thousands of miles away. And so it's that connecting point. But I think it's like just being honest with ourselves. Like I saw a friend tweet very honestly. He was like, yeah, I know I'm feeling like I'm trying to think of the way he said it, but it was basically like, yeah, I know that I posted something on IG today because I want likes and attention. And that's just where I'm at, you know? And I'm like, hey, be real with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, definitely. Like it's just, it is real. So if you have like a level of self-awareness about it, then, you know, I respect it. At least you're honest, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You said something interesting earlier that I thought it was funny too. And I think a lot of people think this way. It's like you said, if it's not on social media, did it happen? And that's kind of like the mentality. Mm-hmm. It's like a source of validation for a lot of people. But just thinking, you know, back over all the years and all the things that you've done, you know, what would you say is your greatest achievement? Like something that didn't make it onto Instagram or social media that you would want to share with someone?
You know, I think at this point, it's less of like a tangible thing, meaning like this thing, this one event happened, or I did, you know, I climbed this mountain, or like got this award, or went to this place. I think it's more, you know, I'm gonna say it's more about honoring myself, you know, like I think a lot of us, I don't want to say that we're sleepwalking, right? But like, I'm going to say, I just said it. And I mean that in a sense of, I've really been on, and we were talking about journeys, the last couple of years really investigating how do I love and honor myself more deeply than ever? You know, like, what does that actually mean besides like memes and, you know, platitudes, right? And, you know, and a lot of ways I feel like my greatest achievement is being able to go for what I want right now. And, you know, really like doing a lot of healing work on myself, you know, really acknowledging some of my like mental health struggles, acknowledging ways I've been undervaluing myself, ways I've been self-medicating. And, you know, and that's fine. Like, you know, I was a weed smoker for like every day for like 15 years. And I will be entirely honest. And I'm not saying, I'm not shitting on cannabis. I think it's fucking fantastic. But for me, what I realized is like, I have been just kind of like, when I say self-medicating in a lot of ways, I think in a physical level, but also, just like masking pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some things happened to me where it was like I had, I don't know if I would call it a breakdown, but there was just like a moment of reckoning where I was just like, okay, this is not working anymore. Like not just the smoking, but like my life isn't working anymore. And I felt really despondent and I felt really like, why am I here? What's my purpose? Like I'm good on this. Like I've done all the things that I need to do. And that led me to take my health more seriously, take my mental health more seriously, you know, and like stop smoking. And, you know, that was, you know, to be frank, it was like six months ago, really.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do I mess with cannabis from time to time? Yep. You know, but I really had to like, it was kind of like the touch point of this journey I've been on the last couple of years to understand like how am I like, how can I love myself better and really, like, be in touch with my purpose, be in touch with my highest self, be in touch with why I'm here, feel joy, like, what, you know, what's going on that I'm making decisions where I'm not necessarily always honoring, A, honoring my truth, and B, valuing myself in relationships, and that's, like, personal, professional. So, you know, I feel like my greatest achievement is getting through that, if I can be entirely honest, because now I'm in this place where I'm like, you know, I see the fruits of my labor over the past 2 years, whether it's been, you know, there was a point where I was working hella jobs. Like, I had, like, 4 or 5 jobs at a time. Like, I was tripping, you know, but I was hustling, and I wanted to save money because I wanted to get to this place where I could focus more on being an entrepreneur and being a creative. And so it's been this interesting, like, overall kind of journey. And I feel like it's just now sitting with me that I'm like, yo, I did this. Like, and I did this for myself. I didn't do it for anybody else. I had some real ugly conversations with myself, some ugly moments crying, ugly moments acting a fool, doing ridiculous things, you know, trial and error, and really unpacking, like, what is, you know, what is driving me to do things that are not always in my best interest and to ignore my intuition, you know, and how do I get back in really, really, really deep love of myself in the form of honesty with myself and making decisions that ultimately benefit me, you know, and, like, letting go of, like, people pleasing, you know, like, all of those things. And that's, like, a, you know, if that's your temperament or you're an empath or whatever, sometimes that's, you know, it's not just, like, this quick fix and a Band-Aid, but I just feel really proud of myself for having a deeper understanding of who I am and churning that love for myself and being able to flip it into creating a life that I love for myself. And that's pretty much, like, the mantra that I'm at or I'm using every day, is, like, I'm creating a life for myself that I love living. So that feels like my greatest achievement, to be entirely honest.
That's awesome. And I think I'm in the same place too, just knowing my boundaries and understanding how that impacts me. And you actually just closed it out nicely. My last question was going to be, you know, if you could, you know, take everything that you've been through on this journey and, you know, express it in a mantra as a teachable moment, what would that be? And I think you just stated that, you know, just understanding
yes,
yourself.
Shout out to boundaries, Afrika.
Yes.
Like, that is my, like, 2019 word. You know what I mean? Like, just thinking about boundaries, because that's, it's hard, you know, like, you know, people have expectations and, you know, people, you know, and if you're, you know, we have relationships, we're loving beings, and, you know, sometimes those things get a little blurry. So, it's like not looking at boundaries as, like, this terrible thing. Mm-hmm. So you just, like, hit the nail on the head. That's another part of, like, these mantras. It's like, it is safe and okay to have boundaries. Like, it's actually a good thing to have boundaries. So I support you in it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. This
yes.
was amazing. We have to do it again sometime soon.
I love it. Thank you so much for having me. And I love what you're doing. Keep it up. And I'm always in your corner.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt.
Have a good one.
You too, love.